Souls back to Clancy. Slowing things down. 2:22 left in the third. 39-19. Souls for three. He got it. A 23-point lead, the largest of the night, 42-19, with 2:12 left in the third quarter, and it's stolen away by Colby Meeks. Going the other way. Another turnover for Lakers at 16 of the night.
Need another timeout.
And Aaron Souls makes the layup count in transition. Mason Williams to Mason Dubes across midcourt, 44-19, 25-point lead. Dubes' floater is no good. Rebound brought in by Tulaski. Things are getting out of hand now for the Lakers. Had a glimmer of hope there for a moment. As FedEx tries to pass it over to Souls, this one's an errant pass and goes out of bounds.
FedEx just circled the wagons for the good 4 or 5 minutes and everything, weathered the storm. And now they're in good shape again. There was a few passes that they were taking that we used to call fool's gold passes.
Uh-huh.
They look like they're gold, but they're actually not. You play into the opponent's hands, allowing them to clear the rebound and go down and score. And that's exactly what Lakers were doing in the first part of this second half.
44-19, FedEx by 25 points. Mason Dubes at the top of the key to left elbow to Hunter Kine. Passes it down to Sheridan. He can't hang on to it. 17th turnover for Lakers tonight. Back into the hands of Bad Axe, leading by 25, their largest of the night. Led by 20 at the half. Lakers got it down to about 14 ever since an 11-0 run. Spencer Britt, right wing, down to the baseline for short corner Jensen Emmerich. And he rattles it home for 2 points. 9 points for him, 7 in the quarter. 1 minute remains in the third, 46-19, a 27-point lead. Mason Williams to Mason Dubes in the corner against Souls. Down to Hunter Kime, right block. Double team goes up strong, and he is fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Jensen Emmerich pleading his case. He can't believe it. Not sure why.
Oh, you got 5. Use 4.
So that will be Emmerich's second personal, second team foul. Puts Hunter Kime to the free throw line, shooting 2. Has not attempted a free throw, nor scored yet. And he sinks his first free throw. He's in the books with 1. James Curvin comes in, replaces Aaron Souls for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Out there for Lakers, we have Mason Williams, Anthony Sharon rebounding, Hunter Kime at the free throw line. That would be number five. Sam Goss is in the ballgame for the first time, and Mason Dubes' his second free throw from Hunter Kime is good.
Nice looking shot.
25-point game, 46-21, 40 seconds left in the third. Over to the right wing to Ethan Kent, back up to James Curvin. Curvin over to Spencer Britt, back to Curvin. At the high post to Michael Messing. Down to Jensen Emmerich underneath the zone. This one's no good. Rebound still loose. And it's going to be remarkably still loose and into the hands of Jensen Emmerich.
I don't know how they got it out of that corner.
Emmerich dribbles to the top of the key to Britt, back to Emmerich. Messing into the corner to Kent. Spencer Britt left wing, 5 seconds left. Emmerich dribbling to Kent, back up to Emmerich. Very pulls up for the long 2. This one's good. And that third quarter belonged to Jensen Emmerich. It's now 48-21 after 3 quarters of play. Bad Axe lead by 27 points right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19. Then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire your thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Carroll. Wow, I got some great news. If you are within 6 months of coming out of a Ford lease, you can buy a new 2018 Ford F-150 Crew Cab XLT 4x4 and save up to an unbelievable $17,416 with your employee discount. If you want to lease again, the lease payments are great too. Most likely we can lower your lease payment from last time. This is the time of the year the deals are hot. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll today.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Bad Axe starts to play keep away to start the quarter. Then they end up with Gina throwing the ball away in a turnover. Then while Lakers trying to bring it up the court, they draw a foul. And that will go against Bad Axe's James Curvin. That's his third, team's third. Lakers inbound 90 feet from their own hoop, trailing 48-21. Garrett Bowles gets stripped into the hands of Jack Clancy. Here comes Tulaski down the lane, and he is fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. This will go against Carson Binder. That'll be his fourth.
That is an amazing turn of events.
Lakers with 18 turnovers. Bad Axe with 15. Four fouls for Binder. He stays in. First free throw from Tulaski. That one's good. He has 13. Lakers scored 14 points in that third quarter after a scoreless second, but Bad Axe scored 21 to their 14.
They were 5 for 17 for 29. The Lakers were 29%. So wow. That obviously has improved. But the Hatchets had their own way also. 8 for 14, 57%.
Dan Tulaski goes 2 for 2 on that free throw trip. Now 7 for 8 on the night. 29-point lead, largest of the night for the Hatchets. 50-21. And we have a contested pass over to the left wing, extended into Siegfried's hands, and it's last touched by a Bad Axe player. Siegfried will inbound for the Lakers, right in front of their own bench. Goes to the safety valve in the backcourt. Two Bowles being guarded by Souls. Bowles goes in the lane, kicks it down to, that would be Fritz on the baseline, goes up strong. This is not strong enough, though. Rebound brought in by Sheridan, puts it off the glass, in for 2 points. Sheridan has 6 and the 14th offensive board for the Lakers. 3 only, though, since that first quarter. Aaron pass by Bad Axe, turnover back into the hands of Lakers. Anthony Sheridan at the right wing. Dribbling. 50-23. 27-point ball game. Bowles down to Fritz on the baseline. Goes right over top of the hoop. Rebound brought in by Meeks. 22nd rebound for Bad Axe now. One rebound less than Lakers. Going to have a hockey shift change here for the Hatchets at the next dead ball. James Curvin to Colby Meeks to the free throw line for the jump shot. This one's off the mark. Rebound Mason Pasek. And here come the Lakers. We have a whistle. Looks like Mason Pasek was fouled on his way up the court.
Take your pick.
And a foul will go against number 15, Colby Meeks for the Hatchets. That'll be his first, team's fourth. So everyone sits down. Meeks, Souls, Curvin, Clancy. And looks like Jensen Emmert stays in. Everyone else, though, looks like we have Spencer Britt. Number 4, Ethan Kent. Number 25, Cody Tulaski. Number 45, Michael Erla. Out there for Bad Axe. Mason Pasek, acting point guard to Travis Fitz at the right elbow, and he is fouled. And Michael Erla wasting no time to get in the books. That'll be his first, team's fifth. 5:53 left in the fourth quarter. Bad Axe 50, Lakers 23. Lakers coming off with a rough week here. Anthony Sheridan gets the inbound, and it's right in for 2 on the right side of the glass. He has 8. Now Bad Axe doubling up, Lakers 50-25. And as Tulaski goes down the far sideline, he is fouled. And this will go against number 11, Travis Fritz. That's his first, team's fourth. 50 to 25. Bad X inbounds from the far side.